Hi, it's Mac, and it's Friday morning. I think it's the 27th today of July. Just driving up over what we call the Basket Hills, my hometown. It's a wee road I take right over the hills, bypasses the busy main road in the busy town. And as I come over, there is a farm. I'm just passing the farm just now, but there's always something going on here, and sometimes you get held up because they're bringing the beasts from one field to another, and it can delay a bit. But having worked on a farm when I was a young guy, I actually enjoy it, and if I have to switch the car off and wait, I just get the windows down, and I thoroughly enjoy it. So just coming over there just now, I just thought I'd tell you this little story. I seen, as I turned the top tight corner, a couple of the farm workers walking on the left hand side in the direction, my same direction in front of me. And they had one of the little, you know, these little four track beasties that they have for racing over the fields. And I could see that there was one cow who was marching between the four track and its little trailer and the two guys. And I thought, that's strange, just one beast. And I slowed right down, of course. I always slow down as slow as I possibly can. I know how easy it is to spook beasts. And I wonder why it was being so controlled. And as I approached it, I could see why. Because it obviously had a little calf. And the calf had been put in the trailer. And because they were towing the little calf, as it were, in the trailer, the mother was, her nose was right up to the trailer. And of course she wasn't going to wander or run across the road or not follow or be stubborn and stand still as cows can be. They can be extremely stubborn beasts. And so with them throwing the little calf inside the trailer, she was being extremely obedient and following her little calf all the way down to the farm. And it was just lovely to see. The sun was shining and I just could see the farm workers. It was a girl that was, I think it's the daughter of the farmer, and she was driving the little pickup thing. And you could see they were all having a little chat. And actually, when I pulled past, I looked out and I had a big beaming smile on my face because I knew what they were doing, and I got recognition back. It was great because that's just one of the little aspect of farming and one of the tricks to get a stubborn beast to go where you want him to go. Now the calf wasn't newborn, so I'm guessing what happened was she was out in the field and maybe they tried to round her up and she wasn't going to come, so they grabbed the calf and made sure she was going to come. And it was great. And I couldn't stop to take it. It was a really tight bit of road, and sometimes cars come racing over this road. It really annoys me, flying past a farm on a known road. They all know this road, and flying down this road at 60 miles an hour, it's crazy. So I couldn't stop and take a picture. I wished I could have, but I hope I've painted the picture, and it was really nice. That's all. Just a little tale. Bye for now.